What's up, guys? It's your boy, Matt Arrington, also known as Mr. No Offense to Some. If it's your first time being on the platform, then welcome to the No Offense platform. But if you've been here before, then you already know you're in for a treat. Definitely today, we've got somebody, a person of interest that you should meet. And if you are watching this on your cell phone, but happen to be close to your Roku television or Roku device, you can download the No Offense Network Roku app to be able to watch this on your TV. That way, you can use your phone for commenting or joining us in the chat. If you got any questions or comments, or hopefully you don't have any concerns, but you know, you can feel free to voice those in there as well. Today, we've got an awesome guest that you guys could get to be introduced to. Her name is Ray D. Some of you guys might already know who she is. For those of you who don't worry, but before we let you go today, we'll have that figured out. As always, hit the share button, let your friends know that crazy guy's on, and he's got another amazing guest, you know what I mean? That way they'll get the opportunity as well. Like I said, this is streaming, so pull up a chair, and let's get this thing kicked off. I'm going to go ahead and bring Ms. Ray D on, and we're going to kick off this interview. How you doing, Ray?
Hey, blessings, prosperity, peace. What's going on?
Hey, I am definitely blessed to have you on the platform to get to learn about you and to hear your story and introduce it to our audience. Definitely thank you for taking the opportunity. And if it's okay with you, we're going to ask you a couple of questions. This is No Offense Podcast, so feel free to answer, be yourself. And we don't really get too many people who don't answer the questions, but if it's for some reason it's a question you don't want to answer, it's completely fine.
Okay, I appreciate that. And thank you for the opportunity. I guess as long as we don't have to take shots if I don't answer or something like that, I should be good.
Well, I will have them. No, we're not going to do that today. But we're definitely going to hate. We're going to aim to have fun while we get to know a beautiful friend and an awesome colleague, hopefully, in the future. So without further ado, you ready to kick this thing off?
Let's go.
All right. So I always like to start from the very, very beginning. I feel like if you're gonna build, you got to make sure the foundation is solid. Makes sense, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay. So if we can, let's find out about, you know, where were you born and where were you raised?
Okay. Well, I'm originally from Michigan, Grand Rapids, or as we call it, Gunroo. I have been in Texas about 23 years. I think 2024 makes about 23, 24. That is good. I'm rep home all day long. Go Lions. I'll still be hollering that forever. I'm very proud of our team. And I call myself a Chevy model built for tough. And that's giving, you know, respect to Chevy model, which is, of course, Michigan, and I'm a model. But then also built for tough because, you know, the mean streets of Texas have definitely showed me a lot of different sides, let's say. So, you know, here I am in the middle, repping for home, but sprinkled with a little of the Southern.
So you got the best of both worlds down here. Well, sounds like we're definitely blessed to get that, you know, that mix. It definitely creates a unique individual as yourself. So now you did say you model. That's not the only talent that you have. We'll get to that for sure, which is amazing because in this day and time, just having a plethora of skills is and trying to fit that all in 24 hours is crazy, right?
Even literally, yes.
So it's like, come on, man. If we could buy an extra hour or two, man, it would be awesome, right? So how was school and everything growing up in Michigan?
Well, for home, I mean, it seemed normal to me in the sense I definitely didn't get the culture shock until I got to Texas. The first, 24 hours I was here, my mom was on, we were on our way to church, excuse me, and we were on our way to the Potter's house, I'll say, and we were passing an open field, and there was a longhorn whose head was through the barbed wire. He was eating grass right there by the street, and kind of freaked me out. So from that point on, my head was on a swivel. For the rest of the time here. With school, it was different. I'd say I've been a couple different ranges of Texas. I started with Louisville for 7th and 8th grade, and I still got some longtime friends I have from that journey. And then my mom moved to Arlington, go Bowie Vols, 01, all day. And I graduated in Arlington. So I kind of just stayed, you know, over the course of growing up and learning. I'm very appreciative. I still have a lot of my friends from, you know, the high school, even from Michigan and Texas. So it kind of works in this day and age also with motivation. But schooling was pretty interesting. I was the one that knew everybody, but still kind of quiet and to myself. I'm proud to say I was a virgin until I graduated. So that's one thing that people don't get to say all the time.
All right. Focus on the books. All right. Focus on the books, not the looks. I got you.
You know, I knew everybody. You know, I knew who was talking to who, though, too. You know, they kept being with all the stuff. So, but it makes for a good atmosphere now, being grown. I usually can walk in like any setting, including our reunion, and feel like I'm just easy breezy. I can't speak for everybody else and they, you know, what they how and why's, but it's all love. I love all the people that I've got a chance to grow with over school, and now we're adults. So God is good.
Man, it's and that definitely sounds like an awesome personality. Be like you said, to be able to walk into a room and no matter what it is, still be comfortable. Not everyone can say that for in this day and time, especially when you talk about high school. Where you know, back then we might be the same people now, and yeah. just to be, you know, a solid, consistent person.
Yeah.
From then into now, that's definitely amazing. What were some of the things that you liked to do when you were growing up, as far as hobbies and things like that, when you had spare time?
Oh man, what didn't I do? I still do cartwheels, so cartwheels have always been in my blood. Anytime I get to a beach, a cartwheel is happening. So you'll be seeing one of those posted, I'd say, about in 2 weeks out there in LA. So pray for me. And no, I did. I mean, you know, typical growing up, climbing trees. Double Dutch, you know, being in Michigan, I would say when we got off the bus, we had so much snow. So we would immediately get off the bus, drop your bag and start making snowballs. That way, whoever else was getting off the bus, you could just start throwing them. You got, you know, about 5 seconds, 10 seconds before they got a chance to make their snowball. So we had good fun going to school with wet clothes, waiting for, you know, for basketball and track, always having to wait for my coaches to dry my pants and shoes and stuff before I go to school, stuff like that. That was for Michigan. And then for Texas, I really got my foundation. Like, I've always been a flower child. I'm always give peace a chance, try to look at the best in people until they show you different. For here, when I got here, I didn't know anybody within thousands of miles. So, of course, I've always had that, you know, head on the swivel, stay on your side, I stay on my side. And then going to the Potter's House, which got me the chastity ceremony. I did step ministry. I did the firehouse, which was the children's ministry. So it started to open my personal skills with Texas people, figuring out what Texas is about. And I still have a lot of those relationships as well to this day. So I was a president or co-president of DECA, which is one of the different clubs that is in school that we learned a lot. I worked at the school store. So everybody always knew when it was time for the breaks between class, get you a honey bun, go get it warmed up, come holler at me. That's probably another reason why I was cool with everybody in school, because they'd be like, I'm coming by to get a pencil because, you know, I got a test. So can you hook me up with like two pencils, you know, stuff like that. So it was always love. But, you know, I did track. I did basketball, you know, set ministry, of course, obviously. Chastity ceremony was good. Debutante program. I did that as well. So that learned etiquette and posture. And so this goes on.
Man, that is definitely amazing. And shout out to your parents and things for keeping you in those programs as well. One thing you said there that was, and you brought up, for one, you brought up some memories, because some of those programs I haven't heard in a minute. But just as you were saying them, I'm like, you were busy. Like, you had a full schedule. Like, you've been doing this for a minute as far as making the most of 24 hours.
Literally.
And in a positive direction. You know what I'm saying? So that's hats off to you for sure. When did you enter into the modeling and things like this? Was this something that you were already kind of had your eye on as a child, or what led you into that?
We're gonna pray first of all, though.
No. Oh snap! Okay, we're gonna bring on the straps for the Pandora's box. Here we go.
Just had the holy oil, you know, like somewhere close now. No, it's actually a pretty intriguing story. Initially, at that time, when I was doing all that in high school, I was actually working too. So I was a part of the work from home program where I got to leave after lunch to go to work. And my grandma made sure I had a car. So that's what really started, like, okay, I can move around now. What? So, that was a blessing. And I had money because, you know, I was working. Right. So over the course of time, then again, being a virgin, and I'd only bring that up just to know that teens, kids, you don't have to be out here doing what everybody else is doing. You can be the original. You can set and do the trend setting. People will come along eventually. Sometimes it's out there lonely, but God is good to where you can hold that platform. So I just say that as far as if you do hold your virginity, be respectful, be proud of it. It's nothing wrong with that. So let me put that out there. But all that being said, me not necessarily dibbling and dabbling like everybody else in high school, I had to start figuring out how to set my personality and my foundation. And so at that time, it was kind of harder because, again, trying to be in with the in crowd, but then also still having my own individual look. Now, modeling, I would honestly say it started with my writing. I've always been a writer. I love, you know, poetry, plays, short stories, just always been my thing for creativity. But it was mental. I had to figure out how to make it now, in my mind, look physical, something that I can show. So in high school, I went out for like homecoming queen. That was the first thing that I was like, okay, if I get this, then I definitely know I'm onto something. But, you know, it was just kind of to step outside the box. So once I realized you could step outside the box, I started to kind of push the envelope a little bit. After I graduated, I was hanging out. So I was getting dressed. I mean, I'd have a new outfit every time we went somewhere. And, you know, that was with what, working full time, going to school, you know, all types of stuff. So it started to kind of build that beauty. I would create what I thought was beautiful. And most of the time I hit it out the park. I'm not going to say I was perfect. There was one or two times where it was like, let's go back to the drawing board, you know, but that comes with growth in its own self. This round, that was the first round. So that was when I was doing music, poetry, plays. I had my son who he was a kid at the time. So, you know, just trying to find something to do to get this creative juice out. That time of modeling was pretty cool. I ended up doing a church fashion show. And that kind of just started that bug where it was like, oh, okay, you know, I can just put on clothes and just do some cute poses. I can't tell you where those pictures are. I can't tell you if anybody recorded it. I just remember the ladies was happy because you can see the church hats. I remember that. And it was a good experience. It opened that door to say, if I take one step, God will take two. And he'll make sure that I'm comforted in that. Mind you, we got dressed in the bathroom. So it wasn't like we had like this creme de la creme. It was like, okay, let's get it, you know, quickly done and get it in. And it was like over before I knew it. And I was like, okay, was that it? You know? So at that time I was pushing more for music.
Right.
Now this second round, and I call it the second round because of course with age comes wisdom. I will literally in 10 days be 41. Whoop, whoop. Thank you. No pictures. No pictures.
Happy early birthday. Did we get it in first? I know it's a little early, but I want to make sure we got you. We told you, right? All right.
Yes. I receive it. I appreciate it. Yes. I party all month, so you're right on time.
Okay.
No, I say this second round because if you ever have been around me on, and this is just in general, people will always be able to tell you, I call it my Oprah special. I get bigger. I get smaller. My weight will come and then it'll disappear. You can always tell in my face by my dimples and my chin. If I can go like this and I don't have a double chin and I'm losing weight, don't pray about it. And this time it was like I had to replace what I felt I was missing. Let me say it like that. For every man that told me I wasn't big enough, small enough, cute enough, tall enough, light skin enough, whatever enough. For every person that I gave them my wholehearted transparency, and they used it for bad or they used it for their good. And once you figure it out and you have to lose that person, it hurts, but they're at more of a loss because they don't have you and they know you're a good person. That's what I'm going through now, which is having to prune. I'm always having to prune around me. But I just pray about it. I'll leave that in God's hands. So modeling, to bring it back to the topic, opened that door for me. It's to say, however I feel, whatever I want to do is coming. And then I can be able to execute it. I don't have to worry about what people think. I don't have to worry about what people care. There's so many people that tell me I inspire them. Like now, I just put on a little bit of eye candy and some lashes just to have some color. This is just kind of like a throw. It's like a fall style, like where I just pulled it at the top and it fell together. But for me, it's like, okay, this is a comfortable look. Cause again, I don't try to wear a lot of makeup. A lot of my models are teens, are kids. And I don't want them to feel like you have to wear makeup to be cute. Like, you know,
you're beautiful, you know, and I gotta commend you on that, on the confidence, because that right there is something that you said was that you already know who you are, You know, you already know who you are, not who the world wants to try to make you, but like who you are, and finding your way to shine in that, and standing in that truth. That's an amazing feat. And as far as everyone else who had something to say, what do they know anyway? Right? You know what I mean? Like,
they watch it now. So in Jesus' name,
do they see it yet?
We appreciate your support all day. Blessings. Let's keep this train on rolling. It's like, you know, I'm just saying. No, but you know, it took time. I'm not gonna say it's perfect. It's okay to I have to tell people it's okay to not be okay. I don't have all okay moments all the time. Right now, I mean, you and I, when we had a chance to talk last week, and it was a really good conversation. We both was energized. Here we are today, bringing that energy to the world now, literally. And the cool part is, you know, at that conversation, I won't say that I still wasn't having softened down moments. They do happen. You know, and I know I'm supposed to be doing this interview from New York Fashion Week. So I could be like, okay, here's Times Square, whoop to whoop, da 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 da. Yep, we just got off the runway, da da da. You know, like, and not having that, I'm a little bummed. But, the better, greater good was I don't play about my kid. And I don't need a phone call to be like, Mom, I don't feel good. Because guess what? Me and Southwest will be ripping that ticket right back up so we can bring myself right back home. You know?
I'm a firm believer in God's timing. I really believe that there's a divine plan, and things happen or don't happen for a reason. And just as you know, like you said in your career, you're gonna run into people in your life and opportunities in your life, but just that doesn't necessarily mean they're permanent or that they are the know all or be all. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just. The most important thing is that your son's fine, obviously, and that you're able to be his parent. You know what I'm saying? So that there'll be plenty of other opportunities. Speaking of which, with the modeling that you do, for those who haven't seen it, make sure that you follow Ray on IG and on Facebook. We'll make sure that you get those pages from her before we let her go today. But if we can, let's back up a little bit about your music. When did you discover that you were a talented singer and songwriter as well, and decide to pursue that?
That came pretty much, I would say, second grade. I had an amazing counselor at the time who just gave me the safe space to be me. At that time, it was kind of different going through, you know, trying to understand what my mom's going through, understand what my dad's going through, what's the deal with this in parenting, and why are we not all the time getting along, and trying to figure out stuff that was where now I would say kids don't rush to grow up, okay? Make sure parents can still feed you and pay for you in Jesus' name. But,
amen.
You know, I know, okay? We got a little cake today, and I'm looking like, huh? So I'll be working overtime tomorrow to make sure that's on the next check, like that serious. But, you know, it's really just at that time, second grade was where I was trying to find myself. And that just, again, comes back to what I'm saying about modeling. Like, I had to get inside. I call it into me-see. It's intimacy, but it's into me-see. I look inside myself. I'm trying to figure out who I am and what my purpose is. Second grade gave me that door to start writing, like, poetry and plays and, you know, I still have the books that I wrote in, actually, ironically, you know, which is a blessing just to see how much my creative skills have grown. And that's where the music came from. Music was my expression, giving me a chance to let it out. I don't want to, of course, do anything illegal or get in trouble to try to let it out. I don't want to throw a temper tantrum. I don't want to fight anybody. I don't want to throw a fit. So music became my outlet. And it's definitely still there. My son actually said it. I'm so like honored and teared up in the same breath, but I hadn't told anybody. He was like, when he said it, he looked like he was mad, but he was like, Mom, will you already just like stop, you know, torturing us and join the choir? Like, you should have been in the choir. You were getting on my nerves because you be singing all the time and you know you need to be in the choir. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm usually in the choirs at church. I just hadn't join now because of my schedule. He was like, well, you need to make it work. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, you know, what do you think of that? So needless to say, I definitely, per my son's request, need to get back on my grind with music and I won't say stuff, avenues, every single one of them. Because he was just like, Mom, really? Like, you know you sound good. It gets pretty bad when he's playing video games and I'm singing through the house, and then his coworkers or his you know, video game people are like, oh, your mom sounds good. Tell her she sounds good. And I'm like, oh, I forgot y'all are on, you know, microphones. They can hear me. So, it's just, you know, one of those things to where music will always be my love. I listen to music every morning. Like my job allows me to listen to music. So that's a plus. I'll be there every day just because I can listen to music and enjoy creativity. So
that is amazing. Who are some of the artists that you like to listen to, and how do they inspire you as far as finding your creative sound?
That's everybody. You can kind of pull. There's only a few that are on my no list. Definitely don't want to say their names in the sense of, you know, negativity.
Right.
But yeah, there's a couple where I'm like, what is that? Mm-mm, no, I'm good. So good. Blessings to you. No. I met him, I'd be like, hey, blessings to you. I wouldn't even be like, I like your music, because I would be lying in the sense of it's just not my cup of tea.
Right.
I wouldn't want my models, my team models who watch me, I would want them to listen to that.
Right. Now,
in that same breath, do I have to give respect where respect is due? Absolutely. You got your Meg Thee Stallion, your Nicki Minaj, I know they feuding or whatever, but they ain't got nothing to do with me because I didn't pay my bills.
Right.
And I love just her energy. I love her flow. I mean, that's just the fact that that's showing you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps no matter what circumstance. People gonna hate anyway. Right. But like music like that, yeah, it's still the same message where I really wouldn't want my younger teens and models and kids listening to it, but I get it. Everybody has to have a way to be creative and let it out. Now, in that same breath, I'm an old school baby, so you can always throw on Frankie Beverly and Mace, your Luther Vandross, your Keith Sweat. If you really want to play, get you some Jeffrey Osborne.
Get you out of my library. Stop this. What? What
was up in your life with the mustaches? Like, come on. Like,
stop it. Man, I got to start checking back. I'll be convinced some of y'all be seeing my music collection back there. Wherever you going on, y'all be going on. Yeah. Look at y'all. All right.
Pop, pop, pop goes my mind. You know, I mean, hey, we can do this all day. You know, I'll switch from old to new to just get my energy and my vibe, because when I'm tomboy or what I feel like right now with my extrovert, that's more of the energy. That's more of the, you know, that's where Cameo. I got to meet Cameo when I was like 8 years old, and he had on the red jockstrap. When I met him, I'll never forget it, because I was like, oh my gosh. And my mom was like, that's a part of his outfit. And I'm like, but are you sure? Like, you know, and he was so tall and so gracious. And yeah, it was like, I could tell you stories all day long of celebrities I met and how I was just like, oh my gosh. But you know, that's where we pay homage to. One of my cousins over in Plano is best friends with Gladys Knight. And so I've always wanted to meet Queen Gladys. And, you know, so that's why I say you got your Mary J. Blige. You definitely got your Missy Elliott. You even got your Eves, your Janet Jackson. So, like, we would be here all day long just cutting from different cloths of what they bring to the table. So it's a little bit of everybody. Now, I'm an eclectic. So I still get your, you know, your Billie Eilish. I'll get you, you know, I'll get in there with some Miley Cyrus. I definitely go in there with this Britney B, you know. So, you know, I'm not a bandwagon fan though either. I'm not, you know, I don't have to be a part of the Beehive and all the different stuff. Again, respect them for their craft and their creativity and their beauty. Amazing. I won't pay that money to go see Beyonce, not when people put it on YouTube. I'm sorry, I love you, but that's just me personally. I have a thing called a mortgage that I'm about to get back to work after this to make sure I pay. So I'm just saying. But do I still respect and adore every piece of the creative art and all the pieces? Yes, because it's an expression. You're still expressing yourself. She's not hurting anybody. She ain't, you know, had people doing, well, as far as I can see, you know, stuff that, you know, she ain't say go rob Walmart to Target. To, you know what I mean? So it's
right. Kind of,
you know, let her do what she do. But I personally, like right now, I just saw Usher's tickets, which he's coming. I didn't get to see him when I was in Vegas. So I was like, okay. So somebody said the tickets was like $700. Yeah, no, I'll wait for people to put it on YouTube. I'm sorry.
get that free 99 ticket.
Hey, Okay, can watch it multiple times with different popcorns.
Hey, you two gonna cut the check. We'll help you run it up, brother. You know what I'm saying?
The numbers up. I swear, look, I got three phones now, apparently. So shoot, we can watch it from all three to get your numbers up, buddy.
Hey, I understand it 110%. The tickets used to cost a little less, but it seemed like we used to make a little more too. So it was balanced out. I don't know.
But you know, you still can catch a Frankie Beverly and Maze for a good price now with that all white now. So, it depends on the artist.
I actually got a chance to see Frankie Beverly and Maze when they came to Florida. Yeah. Yeah. Man, Steppers, it's different when you see the Steppers in the aisle. Like, that's one of them concerts where people still come out to these seats to dance, man.
Absolutely. I stood up for 4 hours.
Yeah.
I was for 3 days and then I wore blue. Go figure. The next time I will wear white.
it is definitely amazing, yes, ma'am. So, what are some of the things? Like you said, you have models who work under you. What are some of the things that you learned in your modeling career that you look for, and other prospects as far as so you can identify, hey, this person may be good for this particular industry versus this person maybe need to be cultured, or hey, maybe this industry is not necessarily for this person. What kind of things help you with that?
Man, it's always a never-ending cycle, let me say that. For example, I'll start with myself and it'll give you perspective. Initially, when I was modeling, I was just happy to get down the runway. And I would just be flailing my arms. I'd be kind of throwing my head. I got one picture where, and I'll never forget it. I kind of don't want to post it either, but I'll never forget it. I was in the midst of... I got time today and I was in the middle and I was getting it so hard that my face is crunched and the picture is just like, and I was like, not the right time to be on the runway with that. But that was just my learning lesson. So for me growing, I had to reel it back in. I had to keep it extroverted, but reel it in some. And over the years, which this is now I'm 3.5 years of modeling, I've learned to form it into a way that works for me. Now, with that being said, I had it to where I did Dallas Fashion Week, and one of the designers who I've got to work with a year prior on a whole nother show, I wasn't even his model. He was like, now you're starting to look like a high fashion model. Let's continue with that. Okay. And so now every time you see me, I'm trying to push towards that high fashion in my mind. What I think is still keeping true to my locks, keeping true to natural face, keeping true to who I am, but upscale. Again, I was supposed to be at New York Fashion Week, so that would have reeled it back in to show that I'm still capable with this new body on me. And I say I'm thick slim, not slim thick, I'm thick slim. But that's okay. I can do it in September. And so that's where that comes from. So saying all that to say, when I look at a model, first of all, it's your drive, period. You can be cute. You can feel you okay. You can feel you so-so. You can feel you want to work on this. You can change this. You can cut your hair off. You can do all of that. But your drive is what drives you, because when I stop driving for you, I need you to still be driving.
Right.
Everybody who knows me knows I'm networking all the time. Like, there is probably not a time that I don't have, and especially now that I have three phones, I'm always.
In the little time that I've known you, I have got to say my definition of networking has been exceeded. Blown out of the water. From this point on, I need to know, do you network or do you network like Ray? Because if you network like Ray, we gonna need to, yes, I'm need to, yeah, we need to get this, yeah, yeah, because I'm hanging on. I'm hanging on right now. You know what I'm saying?
Gracias, bendiciones. Yes, like my drive, even my teens, for example, I'll use my niece. My niece hit me up. Well, my sister hit me up. And was like, hey, what started you with modeling? I'm ready for, my daughter to get started. And I was like, all right. I said, how old is she? She was like, she's 18. I was like, all right. I said, tell her to hit me up. Tell her to send me a DM. Tell her, auntie is your niece. That way I know who it is. And so initially where I was like, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to do a model walk for me. And I sent her one of my videos that I did on a casting I did. And so within 24 hours, she had a video ready for me. Now, she was like, excuse the background, excuse I ain't got no heels on. And I'm like, I'm not worried about all that. I just wanted to see your determination. I don't care if you had Elmo in the background. It's the fact that if I ask for something, that means I either saw something or I want to see something. Right. And trust me, designers are the exact same way. If they ask you for your measurements, baby, you better stop 2 seconds what you're doing and send them. Because you never know if they're making you a custom-made outfit that you may get to keep. or if they're doing something to get you in a line where you may be the headliner or close out the show. I'm just saying. So that takes the first part for me. I'm going to test you. I hate to say it as test, but that's what it is. I'm going to let you know what I need. Okay, I need you to do this. I need you to call this photographer and get headshots. If in a week you got that done, I know you're ready. Because everything I throw at you, I'm going to be like, here it is, here it is, here it is. Prime example, with my niece, that same day, I tagged her in 61 posts that were talking about castings all over the United States and a couple international. That was to make her look at what's really out there. And that way she can see, okay, am I going to try for this casting? What are they asking for? I'm going to give her the tools because that's my niece. But I also want her to do her homework, because if she's really wanting it, she'll start posting up with model walk videos. She'll start posting up with headshots. She'll start posting up where she's doing her makeup or selfies or whatever. You see what I mean? So the drive is being and all. Number two, if I ask you to do something, I'm probably asking for a reason, because you don't know who I know or who's asking me for something. Prime example, I always have people asking me to model. It's a blessing. So many people are like, every time I see you, you always working. And I just have to put my head down so humbly, because that's like, thank you, Lord. Every time I hear somebody say it, thank you, Lord. Amen. Because the shows are coming back paid. So now that they're coming back paid, thank you, Lord, that I continue to work. I'm claiming increase. I'm claiming sponsorships. If you'd like to sponsor me for my hair, my lashes, something, holla back, this makeup, whatever, I'm ready. I love sponsors. We appreciate you. But, you know, it just depends. It depends. For my male models, because male models are always needed, I'm always pushing you two times harder than I'm pushing the females. And I hate to say that, because it's not like a sexist thing. It's the fact that you're about to get double the shows and you got the abs too. Like, come on. Like, there should be no excuse why you can't pull a model walk or pull a photo shoot. If I ask you about it and you don't get it done, then I'm going to leave it right where it's at, just like you left it.
Right.
Period.
Nobody will want it more than you, for you. That's for sure. That's for sure. I definitely understand that. And I definitely thank you for your insight for those who may be watching. Let me ask, as far as you getting into modeling and finding the drive, like you said just now, how you were able to, you know, you walk in, you say, okay, they've got it. They don't have it based on their actions. What inspires you to kick into that high gear? I know you've already been doing this majority of your life, moving at a fast rate based on, you know, filling the schedule. But sometimes we all have those days where you just don't feel like, not today, you know, or maybe you've been going, you know, like you do, you work. And then it comes a day where, you know, it's your body's like, I'm trying to keep up with you, but I need, you know, you got to give me a little bit, you know. Yeah. What inspires you to keep it moving, to get out of the bed and to see these things through in those darkest times?
It's a few things. I actually had one of those moments today. Instead of logging in for overtime from one job straight to the next, I was like, I'm tired. I need a nap. I didn't realize how naps were so important. Thank you, Lord, for naps.
God said naps, man.
As I get older, I'm like, yep, don't call me between this time and this time. I'm out. I don't even care. My son texts me today like, Mom, you okay? Yep, just waking up from a nap. He was like, oh, okay. So I say all that to say, you'll hear me say that a lot, because I've been really good about getting back on topic. But it really is just, number one, the creativity. The fact that, loosely translate put, nobody can stop my creativity energy. Like, I can get in my own way. And if Jesus takes the thought from me, then that's the issue. Other than that, I have went from being a redhead, like Cheeto redhead, to now I have my sunset, which is always my muse for myself. I've done lingerie. I've done, you know, and that was personal. That wasn't just, you know, like, oh my gosh, I have to do it. Like, when I got tired and I got enough, I was like, okay, I don't want to do it no more, you know, or I'll still do it, but it's private or whatever. You know, it wasn't like I was forced to do it. It was just like, oh, well, why not? It's creative. It's cute. It's appealing.
Right.
I would say the drive also comes from my seed. Knowing that my son gets up every morning, knowing that my son supports me. So many times that I come in and I'm exhausted, especially if we have to have call time at like 8 a.m. and I don't get back home till like 8 p.m. He'll go and clean the car out, get all my bags, all my shoes, I've had it before where I came in and sat down on the couch and passed out. And I woke up in the middle of the night. He had took my shoes off and put a blanket on me. You know, so that drive to know that he's watching out, even with the podcast. When I posted it in my broadcast channel on Instagram, which gives y'all all the goods, go get in the broadcast, or my Snapchat. That's where you get
VIP. Go get in the broadcast now. Go get in there. We're going to get y'all. Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. No, I posted this in there because, you know, I told you I was going to post it earlier, let it run through the day. Yes. He was the first person that hearted it and put yay. Like, I didn't even tell him I was doing a podcast today, you know, so whichever way it goes, I don't care what the world, when I step out that door, tries to say or do to me. My seed inside my home knows that I'm doing my best, and I'm showing him how to multitask, and I'm showing him how to go for your dreams, and I'm showing him how to be different. Dare to be different. It's okay to be different. It's okay to be your own person. And that's what modeling, that's what acting, that's what all that's bringing me. So my drive now is the creativity. When I feel sad, where I'm trying to figure out what type of day it is or why somebody said something or did something or whatever, I can get creative and express myself, and I ain't hurt nobody. I just gave more inspiration.
That's a win-win. I mean, anytime you can build yourself up without tearing someone down, that I feel like you're in a positive direction. And in today's time, it seems like, I don't know, for whatever reason, that seems to be a quick, fast way to go. Things are just different, let me put it that way, than how we necessarily grew up.
Yeah,
it's definitely a different world. But I mean, thankfully we have people like you who are imparting that, who are showing that, you know, you can work hard, you can be your own boss in many different faucets, you can wear many different hats, and not only do that, but do it fashionably. By the way,
thank you.
How did you bring yourself to get into the world of financial advising, by the way?
I saw that. I'm going to give it to her because I look like her, even though I say she looked like me. I'm going to give it to my mom, period. As long as I've known, she had been working at banks and as a teller. And at the time, it was an interest in it, but it was only when I started getting allowance and I was like, oh, I still got money from last week. You giving me more money? Okay, you know, all I gotta do is clean my room and cook every now and then. Okay, you know, let me wash these dishes real quick. Let me make you some Rice Krispie treats to be on the stove. You know, like realizing that an allowance can help you more than anything. And I'll take that as a little sidebar disclaimer. Get out there and get your will and testaments done. Yes, people, we can have a real good financial conversation as well. You're not gonna like me at the end, but it makes sense. Get your will and testaments. It doesn't hurt to do policies. Don't do a policy to try to knock nobody off or take nobody out, please, because you still got to deal with the Lord when you get up there. But yeah, it was really the fact of knowing that money can come in, and if I do right by money, it can better benefit me while I'm on this earth. It can better benefit the people I love and around me. So with my mom starting it back then, and I always knew it, but I was just like, you know, I was more worried about my allowance and what I had to spend. And, you know, I didn't want to spend mine. Let me spend, you know, yours kind of thing, you know, because I was spoiled as a daughter for my dad. Well, both my dads. But, you know, just trying to figure that out. So once I got older and realized, OK, when I was 18, I got an apartment. Now I got to pay, you know, a car note. Now I got to pay insurance. And so now it was like, OK, how do I budget to make this work? Has it always been perfect? No. Right now, we're going to pray about it because I'm sure, like, I'm ready to file my taxes. And then I was like, well, I may have to owe, and, you know, because now I got a second job. Like, you know, it's just you start realizing that, like, sometimes, especially the economy and inflation has really kicked everybody in the teeth. One of my close homegirls said it earlier today, you got to have a main job and a part-time job just to take care of your necessities.
Yep.
Not even including what you want to do.
Yep.
So now it's just easier to use myself as the example, but help people. So many times that I've sat in the different banks and credit unions I've worked in like three of them now. And I've been able to help people. The fact that I can sit down and say, okay, here's your IRA. But then long story short, you put this money away now. When you pull it out when you're older, you ain't got to pay taxes on it. You can go do whatever you want to. Vegas is calling you. Or you know, I can put it in layman's terms. For anybody who's a kid, I love when my kids would come into the bank. They always knew I had snacks in my drawer, so they would come in with their pizza, their drawer. Then they would go do their deposit of like $5 or whatever. But, you know, just little stuff like that, all the way to my Young and Vibrantest client right now even was 108. So, you know, and we know they know more than I do. But, you know, the fact that I'm still there to motivate and be like, okay, I see you. I see you want to go bowling, but you know what? Go on, you put half that to the side. You're going to go bowling next month. I got you. You know, it's like it's an inspiration to them to know that they're doing it themselves. I'm just helping to kind of put the I's dotted, T's crossed together.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So tell us more about Goddess Ray and the energy that you want to provide this year.
Oh my goodness. So Goddess Ray, I've always called myself Goddess. And I think that was just at the time because, you know, initially you would find a title. I've had it one time before where I went out for a birthday party and I had on an outfit that was kind of like a little short, like tracksuit. It was real, you know, kind of small and snug, but I had on a see-through shawl on it, and I had on some knee-high boots. It's my favorite boots, even though I got to get them fixed, but they're Gucci boots. Only Gucci anything I have. No, I don't need to have all of that. It'd be nice every now and then to have a purse, but I'd rather go ahead and pay the electric bill and get some ice cream and sit down somewhere. But
lights, you know, are always nice.
I can hold all day. I can eat that on a couple of days. A purse, I'd have to make sure don't nobody touch, and I don't drop. I definitely, you know, have a few things that come. And that's why, I mean, it's always going to be a never-ending cycle. Let me say that here. I do know for Goddess Ray, which is my 2024 statement, bringing energy vibe, Empress vibe, excuse me, is because Goddess Ray is the person that I'm creating. I'm Rachel all day long. So that's how you'll know. If you've known people that know me from like way back in the gap, they'll call me Rachel. People who have known me from like 18, 19 will call me Ray or Ray Ray. People who have known me in this adult 22, 23, 24, becoming a mom, being married, I've been married before, all of that, they'll go for more Ray or Ray D or DZ. And then now it's just an array of all that, depending on who it is and what permission, I guess, I gave them to what name. We're going to pray about it. So Goddess came from who I've created. At the time that, for example, when my locks were this big and I had to look myself in the mirror and figure out, as my loctician who started me said, I had to redefine what I thought was beautiful. So I became into Goddess because I still set myself on that higher throne. That means, no, I'm not perfect. I don't have time to be petty. It doesn't pay me. And if I've been petty with you, that means I really thought about it. So let's pray for you and me because really took time to execute it. Because other than that, I'd been like, Jesus loves you. Let me go get this money and I'll see you later. Amen. You know, it's a stance. It's a posture that I'm setting for myself to hold myself accountable. I got stuff to lose. So Goddess for 2024 for me is making sure I keep my chin up. I'm keeping myself on the straight and narrow. I'm not saying anything beneath me, but rather than sit here and go back and forth with somebody who probably don't even understand 3/4 of the stuff I'm dealing with or going through, I'm going to let them have it. Jesus loves you. I'm going to keep it pushing. Bringing Empress vibes is just re-reminding myself to whom much is given, much is required. And if you're an Empress or if you're a king or if you're somebody in a higher throne, you have to hold yourself to that accountability. And I hold myself to that accountability. I hold the people around me to hold me to that accountability. Because that means I'm giving you my best self.
I think we're here for it. I think we're here for it. We definitely want to see more of Empress Ray going into 2024. Let me ask, up to this point, what would you say is the most valuable skill you've learned throughout your life up until this point? I know where every day we're learning something new, we're getting access to new opportunities to learn other lessons. I don't believe in failures or anything like that. I just believe in lessons and blessings. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they coincide. Sometimes they come separately. But, yes, you know, what would you say is the most valuable skill you've learned to this day?
Oh, man, there's two of them. The first one would be, actually three of them technically. First one would be to listen. I work at, well, I would say the way that my part where my main job goes, there's a lot of people that were quick to respond, but if we just listened a little bit longer, we would actually get it right the first time. So listening has been a big deal for me. Yes, I'm hard-headed. Yes, I talk a lot. I tell people that all the time. But if I'm actually talking, that means I got something to say. Because I could be like Andre 3000 and walk around and roam the earth and don't really worry about now one of y'all. I love me some Andre 3000, don't get me wrong. But I could show, take a page or a chapter from his book and be like, oh, when I interact with you, that's what I do. Other than that,
right.
I'm not worried. No, I say that's one of them is always to listen. The second one is patience. I've learned patience with myself. I'm not perfect. And I have to have patience with myself in order to have patience with each other. And so I do a good job of being patient. Even if I got to drop my head and close my eyes and speak like this, because I want to stay at a neutral tone, because I don't want somebody threatened, but I do want them to hear what I said so I don't have to re-repeat it. Something like that'll happen. So patience, my best friend. The third thing, and my most important and most favorite title, is being a mom. Learning that I love outside of myself. You know, the fact that I've told my son that from the time he was in my womb, I promised him I got his back. And being a single mom, as everybody always says, is hard. We obviously know that. Being a single parent, period. Shout out to the dads. Shout out to you dads who, even when she feel like she crazy, he crazy, grandma crazy, everybody crazy, whatever, you continue to be there in your child's life, seeing your face, texting, calling, showing up. Please keep it up. I love you guys so much. For the mom, same thing. I love you guys. We always give you your flowers more than the dads. I'm just taking a moment to love on these men, because ain't nothing hotter than a man who take care of his kids. I'm just saying. But mom, that title, I don't care if don't nobody else ever say nothing, do nothing, as long as God got my back and I hear mom, mommy, or I love you, or I get a hug, baby, my world is made. It is what it is. It made me love more than what I already love. It made me take a step back to really reevaluate myself more than ever. It helps me to learn how to correct people gently, because we all have feelings. And it learned me, and I said learned me.
That was cool right there.
Les learns them. It learned me directly to shoot towards the goal, keep pushing towards that goal. Because if I don't succeed, like you said, there's no failures, then I know I need to rewrite it and figure it out. But I know he's watching, and in the sense of him learning that if it doesn't work out, I can take it back and figure it out again. And then the fact that he knows if it don't work, mom's got it. And if mom don't got it, then we're going to work on it together. So it's team building. Once life gets a hold of you, life is not worried about, oh, you know, you just lost somebody. Oh, you don't feel good. Oh, you didn't pay your bill. Oh, you didn't have the money. Oh, you didn't eat today. Like, life doesn't care. Period.
It'd be life, and that's for sure.
For real.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's pretty much it for me. Those three titles are like the biggest to me. I would say loyalty and everything and respect. And those are, don't get me wrong, because people who know me, especially if my eye gets a twitching, that those are my primaries. But those three to me are like the foundation. Once you set those bars, I can look at you like, okay, now who are we dealing with?
That's definitely dope. I really appreciate you answering that, Ray. I've got about two or three more questions for you, if that's cool. My first is, to somewhere there's, you know, a smaller, younger woman who's wanting to follow in the footsteps of Ray. She's seen your story, and she's inspired, and she wants to know what knowledge can you impart in her?
Oh, my goodness. So that's kind of like that one I'm seeing around now, which is like the three words you could say to your 18-year-old self.
If you could.
I would definitely say, to start, always believe in you. If God put it on your heart, whether it takes you to succeed or try again, you can do it. As long as it's positive, you know, because some people will do so many things and they know it's wrong and they don't care. But then when they, you know, get popped upside the forehead, then they like, no, it didn't. You knew exactly what it was, you know. So believing in yourself in the good way definitely will keep you through. I can say that from many times of having a bazillion people around me and I'm the life of the party to being the one person and there's probably only, it feels like half a person there to support. I know that when I walk out this door, I'm alone. And I heard that on a movie, I think one time before. It was like, it was Ray Charles, when he was like, I walk out the door and I'm alone, I'm in the dark. Like, when I walk out this door, I know that there's a whole world that may or may not accept me, may or may not like me, may or may not appreciate what it is I do. I could be out here being bougie. I could be out here being a gold digger. I could be out here trying to do all the things that I see people around me do, whether they succeed or fail, that's neither here nor there. But I know that I believe in me. I believe I'm capable. And if I can't get it done this way, I'm going to figure it out that way. And if I can't get it done that way, I'm going to figure it out the back way. And then I'm going to continue to figure it out until I can't figure it out no more. So you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your ability. You have to believe in the old school praying grandmas that prayed over you, your ancestors, the people that still root for you. You have to even believe in your haters, because if you ain't doing something right, they wouldn't have something to hate on. So
there you go. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, man, I love that. I love that. They got to do their job, right? They got to do their job.
All day. I hope they get paid for it, because if not, I'll show up. Pay me for it. Y'all don't give me the money. I'll send you my cash app. Don't send it to me.
I'm gonna look at you boosting the economy. What? All right, all right.
Hallelujah.
my second question is, could you, we always like to come back and catch up, you know, as you guys are, as we get to talk to interesting people on the show and hear your story and know that you're on your road to success and this was just a gas station stop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We hope that in the future, given the opportunity, would you be willing to come back and sit with us on the podcast and tell us what's been going on with you from the time the last time we spoke to wherever you are, maybe at your life at that time?
I better have an invite. Okay.
you already know you got the VIP pass. We got you, girl.
We're going to do this on Tuesday. Okay. I would definitely. I think one thing that I've learned, and this is in this business, as I adjust. See, this is how serious this is. I had to adjust. You don't want to burn bridges. Even if you choose not to work with somebody else anymore, there's still a way to go about it.
Right.
Your integrity is everything. So knowing that I would be invited back, that's for a podcast, that's a show. I'll give you the best example. There's a show that I've done. This will be my fourth time doing the show. I found out about it like 2-3 days after we finished that show for my third time, that the date that they had for the new show, the show sent me their flyer directly. So that means the show is like, you already know you got this in your calendar, right? You're going to be here. So the fact that sometimes people will go ahead, and that's the complete utmost connection to when they say people mention your name in rooms before you even step in the room. It's kind of one of those things to know that I would be invited back to a show or invited back for an opportunity. I'll make time for it. I'll make sure it's in my calendar. I make sure that I try to do it. If there's any reason I can't, then I'm honest. But, you know, yeah, absolutely. I would do it here and then some. I was going to ask you, did you want to kind of connect on the LA show too? Because, you know, that I'm going to be real there.
Don't threaten me with a good time. I'm there. You just gotta let me know. You gotta let me know when we can. Hey, we gonna definitely be there. We gonna definitely wrap that up.
Yeah, we got 2 weeks. I will talk to you. I'll get you the exact date. Let's pick the day that we're gonna do that one, because you definitely want to be connected with the LA one too. LA about to be super lit. I'm excited.
For sure. Before I get that last question to you, do you want to tell us more about what's going on with LA for those?
LA, basically, long story short, I will be doing red carpet hosting. I'm so excited.
I'll be on the red carpet.
Yes, and I will be modeling, so I'll be red carpet hosting and modeling in that show right after.
Get ready.
Ended up on a Carnival cruise that we did a show. I am now an international model. Whoop! And
say that one more time.
International model.
Okay.
Thank you. Hashtag international model. Thank you. No pictures.
That proper
Well, that show, I couldn't catch my breath, so that's why I didn't post any of the videos. But I basically was doing the hosting and the modeling. And so just, I love the energy of trying to make sure the crowd was informed and hype, and giving them inspiration and motivation. So this show, it actually came to where I'll be doing the red carpet. So I'm very excited, very appreciating the opportunity to Regina and her team, and definitely Dark Orchid. It's fun to know that my name is being said on the radio stations in LA, and now the video or the drop is out, and so I'm excited. But yes, we will be modeling, and I'll be doing red carpet hosting. I'm getting myself prepared for that. So thank you for the opportunity for this, because it's given me that rapid fire energy, because I've only been on another podcast and like two other interviews. So I've been very limited with this part of it. I'm just now branching out to dig into this area. So
you have to make some room. I'm telling you, they're gonna be calling you.
Oh man, come on with it. We receive all that. Come on. I keep my calendars right here with me. What you wanna do?
Get in one of the phones.
Look, you should see me now. It's like, okay, wait, why did I get this one? But it's for just photos. It's just for creativity. I welcome it all. I welcome sponsorships. I even welcome feedback, because somebody can give me something that'll be an idea, good, bad, and indifferent. People want attention, whether it's good, bad, and indifferent. So I accept it all, because that's your opinion. Now I may adjust from it, or I may pray over it and keep it pushing, but I welcome all connections. Creativity is by leaps and bounds. You can't corner it. So
well, I want to tell you congratulations on walking the red carpet. We are not only walking the red carpet, but on hosting the red carpet.
Yeah,
I can say I haven't had any guests on here to have that accolade. So I knew that, and we've done a ton of interviews, but that's definitely one that stuck with me. So congratulations on your journey, and that has brought you to this point. Yeah. And this is only the beginning, right? You're a ray of sunshine, You said something earlier. You said an array of people. And I was like, you know what? An array of Ray sounds like a book.
Yeah.
An array of Ray.
I receive it. I claim it. That's give you a percentage, because somebody did tell me I was supposed to write a book. Told you we got stuff to talk about. We'll talk about that. I got you.
As long as you give people opportunity to know, you don't have to pay me anything. It's your story. Yeah. You live here.
Oh, no. We got that. You already know.
Hey, you know, just throw me the podcast after the book come out. We good.
Yeah, man. Oh yeah, you get the drop. You get the first dibs. You period with it.
Yeah. Hey, all right.
People actually call me a ray of sunshine. There's a couple of my models that call me a ray of sunshine. So ironically, that's what I'm telling you. Every time we right place, right time, right conversation.
Infectious positive energy is definitely and always a welcoming thing. So my last question for you, Ms. Ray, is would you do us a favor, look right into the camera, and give everyone your socials of where they can follow you, where they can keep up with your journey, so that they can support and definitely share. Don't just, guys, I know you be on these apps all day looking at feeds. Y'all know how the hearts work. Y'all know how the share button work. Share. You understand what I'm saying? Share. Put it out there so other people can also benefit from the information.
Absolutely. Well, you definitely would start with Instagram. That's kind of the biggest platform. Thank the Lord for every single person that pressed like and follow and sharing information. those are all organic. I've never bought followers. I thought about it in the beginning, but I'm so thankful and blessed to say every single person pushed that button. So you can find me at RAY52RAY. That's Instagram. Definitely my primary. You got Facebook. There's four different Facebooks. There's Ray Deezy. So that's RAY, first word, DEEZIE. That's for the main part of modeling. There's Rachel Ray Ray. So RACHEL space RAY RAY. That's more of my, you know, friends from high school, a little more personal connection. Do Your Work is my ultimate love. That is my motivation page. Do Your Work. So it's Rays, RAYS, then separate word, do, separate word, your, separate word, work. That is inspiration. I try to build you. I'm trying to love on you. I'm trying to spend time getting into that into me see and letting you do it on your own time. I'm just here as a shoulder and an assistant. And then, of course, Ray D, RAY-D. I think it's Ray D 52 at Ray D 52. That is my Ray D page. That's where a lot of the drops from like my walks are coming. I'm trying to decide where I'm going to switch it up there, but definitely that's one of my main. So those are the four for Facebook. Instagram, I already got that. TikTok, I'm on TikTok. I'm putting all my walks on TikTok, so bear with me there. It should be RayDeezy52. I have to look it up. I should have wrote them all out. But, of course, usually if you get to one of my pages, you'll see the links for all the other ones. And all you got to do is click it. I try to make sure the hyperlink's ready for you to click it and follow. I will list them all here on my page after here today and keep them listed. I do have Twitter. I do have, what's the chat one? Clubhouse. I have Clubhouse. So I got pretty much everywhere. BLKEM or Black M, I think is another one, which is a social media like a Facebook, but it's a Black social media. So BLKEM.com. You guys need to check it out. Give it some love. I have a page there. I even got into my MySpace page. Probably won't be using it, but I'm definitely going to pull all them pictures from the throwbacks. So
you still got time as a friend.
I mean, you know, hey, you know, once you start it, you can't just let it go. You know, it may make a comeback.
Right. Listen, Tom was the world's friendliest person.
I mean, you know, he was everywhere. He became cousin. He just didn't get invited to the cookout. Like once he started music, we started trying to invite him, but right. You know, he didn't get the electric slide. He never got to the electric slide.
I thought it was the raisins and potato salad, but I mean, we don't know. We
probably did. That's probably where he left out because then Facebook took off and we ain't seen him since. So you know
at right. All, man. Hey, free my guy Tom, man. We gonna find you, dog.
We pull it for you, player.
We holding out for you. All right, Ray, it has been an awesome opportunity here getting to know you. We listening to your journey. Not only is it inspiring, not only is it positive, but it's a motivation, and it definitely is hopeful to hear that there's somebody out here that's actually doing positive work, trying to set a positive role model. Not saying that there aren't others that do the same thing,
right.
But in this world, it does definitely seem to be easier to go about things a different way. So the fact that you're being resilient, you're walking in your purpose, hey, you're doing it in a way that others can learn from it, and you're sharing that radiant light that you have, we just commend you and definitely want to continue to encourage and watch you through your journey going forward.
Blessings. Hey. I appreciate that, and thank you for the opportunity again. I knew it was kind of energy when we first connected, and I mean, as you see, I love the fact that when I tell people who I am and I give it to you straight, no chase. Months, years, decades later, I'm still that same chick. You either love it or hate it, and blessings to you either which way it goes, because trust me, it's about to keep popping. But definitely, you know, again, you guys hit me up, follow me, follow the No Offense Podcast, follow all of their social media pages too. You guys go back, like, share. I would tell you pretty much, as I tell people, if you go back to any of my pages and like majority of my pictures or all of my pictures, I usually go back and market for you for about 2-3 months. So I would say that's also another way to build with networking and marketing. I told you I'm gonna give you all my stuff, but yes, and you will be helping me with YouTube so I can figure out YouTube and get my life together. Cause it would be nice to do, you know, a couple things, you know,
for sure.
Maybe financial. I'll maybe go in and do a couple things where we set out and do a graph or, you know, where people can start to do their own finances and maybe for like the first through the 31st. And if by the 31st, you know, we may have like a meetup somewhere, you know, something where we can kind of include people. But yeah, so I check out my YouTube. I'm getting it together. It's still under Ray, but I'll link it too. But you guys, again, blessings. Thank you for the opportunity. I've had fun. Stay tuned because, yeah, I'm going to take this rest break in Jesus' name. I'm going to give me some naps. Bust these two jobs all the way through and through before we get ready for LA. I'm claiming that LA is just through the roof. I can't even wait.
I'm sure it's going to be phenomenal because you're there, Ray. Yeah. Definitely. Listen, we're here for it. You know, we talked on the YouTube. I'm definitely here for it. Well, once we have some time, once everything kind of calms down a little bit, we're going to knock it out and get it done because that's in your nature to get it done.
So. I claim it. Here we go for March. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Until next time, you take care.
Blessings. Thank you.
Blessings. All right, guys, this is going to wrap up our episode of the No Offense Podcast, man. As we promised, man, Ray is definitely a ray of sunshine. I told you guys we're going to be in for a treat. You got the chance to meet another phenomenal person of interest, but not just another person, but a person who's out here making a difference and walking in her truth and her light. We definitely enjoy having these kinds of people on the podcast and getting the opportunity to talk to you guys. And we definitely take every view to heart, and our gratitude we hope shows through at all. We know that you have a choice whether you like to watch this or not. And the fact that you decided to sit with us, fellowship with us, and take the time to get to know these awesome individuals, we definitely thank you. Remember, I always say, don't wait on the world to change when you could be the one to change the world. I am Mr. No Offense. You guys have been absolutely awesome. And we'll catch you next time. Peace.